Well, good evening, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is SCARS, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SCARS organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This SCARS server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by Whiskey 8 Mike Whiskey, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off this system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they've checked in. Information regarding our operation may be found at www.scarsvoip.com. There are many net controls this evening. I'm merely opening it up this evening. My call is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. My name is Kathleen. I'm located in the city of Port St. Lucie, Florida, where we currently have a temperature of about 79. According to my phone, it was about 85 today, but we do have a storm. It's really thundering out there. So prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. If so, please come aboard. All right, hearing no emergency traffic, that's always a great thing. Now, do we have anyone celebrating a birthday this week, last week, today, tomorrow, that would like to come aboard so we could say happy, happy? All right, it looks like no one's celebrating a birthday. And I always say that means no one's getting any older. But wait a minute. I know someone celebrating a birthday tomorrow. It's me, myself, and I. So I wanted to share that with everyone tonight. So this is the Thursday Informational Net, or TIN. It's Thursday Informational Net Open Forum. This net is conducted to provide information pursuant to amateur-related subjects and or other areas of general interest to those participating. All are encouraged to participate and ask questions of our guest speaker or speakers. Now, I want to advise everyone, tonight this is being recorded, so if you've been part of this session tonight, you'll most definitely be part of that recording. I hope that everyone enjoys. Our program is called May History and Facts, and like I said, May is a very nice month for me, Mother's Day and birthday. So with that, I'm going to throw it over to KY6V so he can get the program started. And everyone, have a great time tonight.
Okay, thanks, Kathy. Happy birthday. My goodness gracious, me, myself, and I guess you're going to have free parties. Hi, everybody. Good evening. KY6V here, South Florida. And tonight's program, as Kathy mentioned, will be May History and Significant Facts. And when you stop to think about it, every month of the year has something special and unique about it. With that said, May sticks out in my mind and will be covered in detail through tonight's program. When you hang on just a minute, I'm having trouble with my screen. With that said, allow me to introduce our first narrator. I haven't even looked at the marquee, but he's so responsible, he's probably there twice too. A narrator of the evening, and that's Dave, GW8SZL from Wales in the UK. Dave, are you ready, to, sir? And if so, pick up the helm, sir. KY6V, over.
KY6V from Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. First of all, I'd like to wish Miss Sunshine there, Miss Kathy, a happy birthday for tomorrow from all of us across the pond here in South Wales, here in the UK. Okay, thank you, Gordon, and good evening all. Put on your bright colour clothes on, turn on the music, and let's have some fun. Now let me start by saying, in the Hawaiian Islands, the first day of May is celebrated by a festival called Lia Day. This is where the females, called Waiens, put on their grass shirts, colorful flower leaves and do the hula. The men called canes put on their fancy colored Hawaiian shirts, pull out their ukuleles and make music. The month of May was named for Maya, the Greek goddess of fertility. In any given year, no month ever begins or ends on the same day of the week as May does. May was once considered a bad luck month to get married. There's a poem that says, "Marry in May and you'll ruin the day." It is the third and last month of the season of spring. The birthstone of May, the emerald, symbolizes success and love. May in the Northern Hemisphere is similar to November in the Southern Hemisphere. Now, from May Day celebration to Cinco de Mayo and Memorial Day, everyone's favorite long weekend, May is a month well worth celebrating. Oh, and we can't forget about Star Wars Day either. Okay, at this point, is there anybody else, anybody who'd like to check in? This is Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. If so, please come with your call sign and name, please.
Hotel Alpha.
Delta Yankee.
Nota Bene.
Okay, I've got the Happy Amateur. That's Fred, K2HA. Robert from down there in Kellyville Ridge in Sydney, VK2DY. And Scott, KY4MB. Is there anybody else?
And Kilo Alpha 9, Whiskey Delta X-ray.
Echo 4, Uniform Yankee Delta.
Okay, I've got Bernie, Kilo Alpha 9, Whiskey Delta X-ray, and Uniform Yankee Delta. I'm sorry I missed your prefix, but we'll get that when we come to you there. Over to you there, Fred, K2HA from Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima with the Scars Thursday Information Net.
Okay, very good. I just wanted to jump in here to say hello to everybody. Peace and blessings all. And to Kathleen, Miss Sunshine, happy birthday. And Kathleen, you're just, about 4 months younger than my wife, born the same year. This is Fred, K2HA, peace and blessings. I'll be enjoying the presentation about the month of May.
K2HA from GW8SNL. Okay there, Fred. Thanks for checking in there. And now we go down to Sydney in Australia to Robert, and that's VK2DY. Over to you there, Robert.
Yes, GW8SNL, VK2DY, Robert in, we'll use the tagline, Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, but all part of the urban sprawl that is Sydney. Well, I actually do have a birthday in May. It's on the 25th, I guess it's coming up, too. I wasn't sure whether it was one of the days that we were talking about, but anyway, it's coming up. Northern Hemisphere, I was born in Northern Hemisphere and know the springtime weather, and now here in Sydney, it's cold and overcast and... what is it? It's 10 degrees Celsius, 50 Fahrenheit, and we're supposed to get down near freezing this weekend. So May is a cold month in Australia. Thank you so much for taking my check-in. VK2DY, back to net.
Yeah, VK2DY from GW8SNL. Okay there, Robert. Well, believe it or not, we've got 52 degrees Foxtrot at 11 Charlie, at 10 past midnight here. So it's a warm night. We're not used to these warm nights. Okay. Thank you very much there, Robert. And you have a great day. And now we're going to go around to Scott. And I know I'm going to say this wrong. Kilo Yankee 4, Noto Bene. I have to practice that a lot more. Over to you, Scott, from GW8SNL.
GW8SNL, Kilo Yankee 4, Nota Bene. Well, we'll let Fred do the pronunciations. He's the expert on the language there, Dave. But yeah, it's 81 degrees here in Memphis, Tennessee, 81 degrees Foxtrot, and I see a few clouds, but it's been a beautiful day, and Memphis May Barbecue Fest started yesterday. and runs through Saturday. So anyway, all the barbecuers will be on the river there, the banks of the mighty Mississippi River, land of Elvis and barbecue, and barbecuing up stuff. And so we hadn't been in a while, and might try to get an Uber ride or something. I'm not partial to all the fun with the traffic or anything to get there, but once I get there, yeah, yay. So might try that. But otherwise, we're enjoying this weather, and dogs outside and the fans going, if you hear something in the background to kind of break this heat a little bit. But that's about it. Enjoying listening and learning about the month of May, and happy birthday there to Kathy and to Robert. And don't eat too much birthday cake, y'all. It's not good for you. Just enough, so spread it out over a few days. Thanks for taking my chicken, as HJQ says there, Dave. And hope the young Declan's doing well and is in bed this time of night. KY4NB over to GW8SZL in the net. I'll be listening.
KY4NB from GW8SZL. Yeah, I definitely think we need, I definitely need to let Fred do the pronunciation for that one for sure. it'll take me a lot of practice to even get up to anywhere near Fred's standard. And yes, Declan's asleep. He's been doing exams in school. And yep, he's sound asleep upstairs there. Okay, thanks there, Scott. I'll continue now with good friend Bernie there of Kilo Alpha 9 Whiskey Delta X-Ray. And welcome to the South Cars Thursday information net there, Bernie, once again.
Hey, Dave, GW8SZL, K9WGX. Happy birthday to Kathy. And yeah, it was about 5 or so minutes before net time when I heard a couple of static crashes on HF. I thought, oh, storm coming through the area. And I heard a couple cracks of thunder here. And it's not, it hasn't hit exactly here yet, but maybe it'll pass south of us or something. Maybe it'll miss us. It did start rain just before net time, a minute or so before net time. And it was showing 0.01 inches of rain, or 1/100th of an inch of rain, but just now it turned over to 0.2, so 2/100th of an inch. So it's not coming down real hard, you know, it's just lightly coming down right now, but like I said, maybe the storm will pass through the area and miss here, you know, hitting here exactly. But, yeah, I actually had started recording that myself. I thought, well, maybe I could help out. Of course, if I lose power, it won't do any good. You know, a computer will stay up running on battery power, but the internet modem doesn't have battery backup. So I'd lose the internet connection. So not much else going on here. Got the transmitter to my weather station replaced a few days ago, so now it does show wind speed and wind gust. It was up to 3.8 miles per hour for wind gust a little while ago, and right now it's showing 0.7 as average wind speed. So it's nice to have all 14 things working on the weather station. Well, back to net, the GW8SZL, KA9WDX.
Yeah, from Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. Okay there, Bernie, and I hope that storm goes well south of you, and you don't lose any power there at all. So, yeah, they say we've had 3 days of beautiful sunshine. Yesterday, there was not a cloud in the sky, and there was only a few fluffy ones today. So, very unusual. So, let's hope that's, you know, it lasts, and we have a good sort of a long summer. So thanks there, Bernie, and I'll say 7-3 to you for the moment, and as I say, I'm going to move down to Uniform Yankee Delta. I'm sorry I missed your prefix. I should know it, but it is rather late here. So over to you, Uniform Yankee Delta from Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. The mic is yours. Okay, did I mess up that station's call sign? All right, so the person who checked in after Bernie, would you like to call again, please? Okay, hearing nobody, I will continue. Okay, on May the 10th, 1797, the first U.S. Navy ship, named the United States, is launched. on May the 10th, 1908. The first Mother's Day is observed in Philadelphia. May the 10th, 1969. The first color pictures of Earth from space are sent back from Apollo 10. May the 10th, 1994. Nelson Mandela becomes South Africa's first black president. Future U.S. President Abraham Lincoln was granted a patent for a boat lifting device. He was the only U.S. president to actually have a patent, and I didn't know that. If your birthday is in May, you're in good company. With Queen Victoria, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who was a wrestler and an actor, Audrey Hepburn, Miles Davis, Kate Blanchett, Patti LaBelle, George Clooney and Janet Jackson. They were all born in May. Only one May birth date cracks the top 100 popular birthdays. May 23rd lands in 89th place. Meanwhile, 6 May birthdays fall in the bottom 50, and that's the 4th, the 11th, the 13th, the 26th, 27th, and 31st. George Floyd, an unarmed African-American man, was killed during an arrest in Minneapolis, Minnesota, setting off massive protests around the country and generating greater support for the Black Lives Matter movement. Police officer Derek Chauvin was later convicted of his murder. Following Germany's unconditional surrender, May the 7th, World War II in Europe officially ended at midnight on this day in 1945, although the war in the Pacific continued until the Japanese surrendered in September. May the 21st is the 141st day in the Gregorian calendar. On this day, Montenegrins voted in favour of Montenegro's independence from Serbia. Indian Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi was assassinated by a female suicide bomber in Madras, and the Ulster Volunteer Force declared war on the Irish Republican Army in Northern Ireland. Now on this day, May the 4th in 1970, an anti-Vietnam War demonstration at Kent State University turned deadly when the Ohio National Guard shot 4 unarmed students and wounded 9 others, further turning public opinion against the war itself. Okay, anybody, any other check-ins, questions or comments, please call now. Okay, not hearing any further check-ins, questions or comments, I will continue. Now we go to May birth symbols. Now the emerald is a green type of beryl. Natural emeralds are flawed with fractures or other materials mixed in, and they are called inclusions, which may appear as needles, columns, or cubes of minerals or bubbles of gas or liquid. When is the sunshine of May born? Well, those born between April 20th and May 20th can likely assume their sun sign, which is Taurus. Research has shown that babies during the month of May are the heaviest, weighing around 200 grams more than babies born in any other month of the year. And there is 0.440925 of a pound in 200 grams. Now, it was widely observed on May 30th, 1868, to commemorate the sacrifices of the Civil War soldiers by proclamation of General John A. Logan of the Grand Army of the Republic, an organization of former Union sailors and soldiers. May 31st is the 151st day of the Gregorian calendar. On this day, 1998, QE2, that's Quebec Echo 2, whizzed by the Earth, making it the asteroid that came closest to the Earth in 2 centuries. The last of more than 50 million Ford Model Ts also rolled off the assembly line, and the RMS Titanic was launched in Belfast, Ireland. Now this day in history, May the 27th, in World War II, the British Navy sank the German battleship Bismarck. Now what does May Day honour? May Day, also called Workers' Day or International Workers' Day, is the day that commemorates the struggles and gains made by workers and the labor movement. And May 10th is the 130th day in the Gregorian calendar. On this day, Nelson Mandela was inaugurated as South Africa's first black president. Sony introduced the first Betamax video cassette recorder. And Bobby Orr scored the famous goal that helped the Boston Bruins win their fourth Stanley Cup. May is a time to raise awareness of those living with mental or behavioral health issues and to help reduce the stigma that so many experience. Okay, is there any further check-ins at this time? Okay, not hearing any further check-ins. I'm going to pass it over to my good friend the Chief there over in Rainbow Springs, Florida. That's W4RFJ. So, W4RFJ, from Golf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima, it's all yours, Chief.
Thank you, old great petrified one. Hi, everyone. This is Chief W4RFJ. In my session this evening, I am going to attempt to broaden the overview. Despite some of the issues I might have with pronouncing words, but we'll make the best of it. May is the fifth month of the year in the Julian and Gregorian calendars and is the third of 7 months to have a length of 31 days. May is a month of spring in the northern hemisphere and autumn in the southern hemisphere. Therefore, May in the southern hemisphere is a seasonal equivalent of November in the northern hemisphere, and vice versa. Late May typically marks the start of the summer vacation season in the United States, which is normally Memorial Day, and Canada, Victoria Day, and ends on Labor Day, the first Monday of September. Let me grab a nickel. May, in Latin, Maius, was named by the great goddess Maia, who was identified with the Roman era goddess of fertility, Bona Dea, whose festival was held in May. Conversely, the Roman poet Ovid provides a second etymology in which he says that the month of May is named for the Maiores, Latin for elders, and that the following month, June, is named for Eunoris, or young people. Okay, I can't pronounce this one, so I'm going to spell it. Echo, Tango, Alpha. Alpha, Quebec, Uniform, Alpha, Romeo, India, Delta, Sierra. The Eta Aquarids meteor shower appears in May. It is visible from about April 21st to about May 20th each year with peak activity on or around May 6th. The Arctids shower, I think that's right, from May 22nd to July 2nd and peaks on June 7th. The Virginids also shower at various dates in May. May's birthstone, as Dave mentioned, is the emerald, which is the emblematic of love and success. The May birth flowers are the lily of the valley and the Crataegus monogena. Both are native throughout cool temperate northern hemisphere in Asia, Europe, and the southern Appalachian Mountains in the United States, but have been naturalized throughout the temperate climate of the world. Okay, at this time, despite my lack of being able to pronounce some of these Greek words, let's get some check-ins. This is W4RFJ with the Thursday Information Net. Anybody like to check in, please come now. W4RFJ, and spread them out so the digital modes can attend. Okay, hearing none. I will continue here. The Mayflower, Epigeo repens, I'm not even going to spell that one, is a North American harbinger of May and the floral emblem of both Nova Scotia and Massachusetts. Its native range extends from Newfoundland south to Florida, west to Kentucky in the southern range, and to Northwest Territories in the north. The zodiac signs for the month of May are Taurus until May 20th and Gemini, which is May 21st onwards. Now, this is a pretty long list, so let me grab a nickel. Month-long observances. Let's check this out. Okay, in the United States, Asian Pacific American Heritage Month, National ALS Awareness Month, Bicycle Month, National Brain Tumor Awareness Month, National Burger Month, Community Action Awareness Month, National Electrical Safety Month, National Foster Care Month, National Golf Month, Jewish American Heritage Month, Haitian Heritage Month, Hepatitis Awareness Month, Mental Health Awareness Month, which I know I need a lot of help with, National Military Appreciation Month, National Moving Month, National Osteoporosis Month, National Stroke Awareness Month, National Water Safety Month, and Older Americans Month. Well, I think I fall under that one. Let me grab a nickel. April 29th to May 5th in Japan, which includes four different holidays, is called Golden Week. Many workers have up to 10 days off. There's also May Sickness, where new students or workers start to be tired of their new routine. In Japan, the school year and fiscal year start on April 1st. Mayovka, in the context of the late Russian Empire, was a picnic in the countryside or in a park in the early days of May, hence the name eventually Mayovka. Specifically, proletarian Mayovka came to mean an illegal celebration of May 1 by revolutionary public, typically presented as an innocent picnic. Most large U.S. cities in May have pleasant warm days with maximum temperatures averaging from 65 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 18 to 27 degrees Celsius. The weather gets hotter than elsewhere in Texas, Florida, and southern Arizona. Calendars. The 1752 calendar change. Today, Americans are used to a calendar with a year based on the Earth's rotation around the sun, with months having no relationship to the cycles of the moon and New Year's Day falling on January 1st. However, that system was not adopted in England and its colonies until 1752. Let me reset timers. Okay, the changes implemented that year have created challenges for historians and genealogists working with early colonial records, since it is sometimes hard to determine whether information was entered according to the then current English calendar or the new calendar, the new style calendar we use today. That being said, let me turn it over to the alien Alf. KE5ALF, Greg, it's your turn, and good luck. This is W4RFJ with the South Cars Thursday Information Net.
Well, thank you very much, Chief. This is Greg here, alias ALF, KE5ALF. Let me continue now with added information that Roger started. Throughout history, there have been numerous attempts to convey time in relation to the sun and moon. Even now, the Chinese and Islamic calendars are based on the motion of the moon around the earth, rather than the motion of the earth in relation to the sun. And the Jewish calendar links years to the cycle of the sun and months to the cycle of the moon. The Julian calendar, let me get a nickel here. In 45 BC, Julius Caesar ordered a calendar consisting of 12 months based on a solar year. This calendar employed a cycle of 3 years of 365 days, followed by a year of 366 days, leap year. When first implemented, the Julian calendar also moved the beginning of the year from March 1st to January 1st. However, following the fall of the Roman Empire in the 5th century, the new year was gradually realigned to coincide with Christian festivals. Until by the 7th century, Christmas Day marked the beginning of the new year in many countries. By the 9th century, parts of southern Europe began observing first day of the new year on March 25th to coincide with Annunciation Day, which is the church holiday 9 months prior to Christmas, celebrating the angel Gabriel's revelation to the Virgin Mary that she was to be the mother of the Messiah. The last day of the year was March 24th. However, England did not adopt this change in the beginning of the new year until late in the 12th century. Let me grab another nickel here real quick. Because the year began in March, records referring to the first month pertain to March, to the second month pertain to April, etc., so that the 19th of the 12th month would be February 19th. In fact, in Latin, September means 7th month, October means 8th month, November means 9th month, and December means 10th month. Use of numbers rather than names or months was especially prevalent in Quaker records. Let me see if there's any comments or check-ins at this time. Okay, seeing none, let's talk about the Gregorian calendar. During the Middle Ages, it began to become apparent that the Julian leap year formula was overcompensated for the actual length of a solar year, having added an extra day every 128 years. However, no adjustments were made to compensate. So by 1582, seasonal equinox was falling 10 days too early, and some church holidays, such as Easter, did not always fall in the proper seasons. In that year, Pope Gregory XIII authorized, and most Roman Catholic countries adopted the Gregorian, or the New Style calendar. As part of the change, 10 days was dropped from the month of October, and the formula for determining leap years was revised so that only years divisible by 400, such as 1600, 2000, etc., at the end of the century would be leap years. January 1st was established as the first day of the new year. Protestant countries, including England and its colonies, not recognizing the authority of the Pope, continued to use the Julian calendar. Let's buy a nickel here. Okay, let's talk double dating. Between 1582 and 1752, not only were two calendars in use in Europe and in European colonies, but two different starts of the year were in use in England. Although the legal year began on March 25th, the use of the Gregorian calendar by other European countries led to January 1st becoming commonly celebrated as New Year's Day and given us the first day of the year in the almanacs. Do we have any check-ins at this time? Let's stop and see your comments. All right, seeing none, let me continue. To avoid misinterpretation, both the old style and new style year was often used in English and colonial records for dates falling between the new year, January 1st, and the old year, March 25th, a system known as double dating. Such dates are usually identified by a slash mark, breaking the old style and the new style year. For example, March 19th, 1631/2. Occasionally, writers would express the double date with a hyphen. For example, March 19th, 1631-32. In general, double dating was more common in civil than church and ecclesiastical records. Changes of 1752. In accordance with a 1750 Act of Parliament, England and its colonies changed calendars in 1752. By that time, the discrepancy between the solar year and the Julian calendar had grown by an additional day, so that the calendar used in England and its colonies were 11 days out of sync with the Gregorian calendar in use in most parts of England. Europe. Let me grab another nickel here real quick. England's calendar change included three major components. The Julian calendar was replaced by the Gregorian calendar, changing the formula for calculating leap years. The beginning of the legal new year was moved from March 25th to January 1st. Finally, 11 days were dropped from the month of September 1752. The changeover involved a series of steps. December 31st, 1750 was followed by January 1st, 1750 under the old style calendar. December was the 10th month and January the 11th. March 24th, 1750 was followed by March 25th, 1751. March 25th was the first day of the old style year. December 31st, 1751 was followed by January 1st, 1752. The switch from March 25th to January 1st as the first day of the year. And September 2nd, 1752 was followed by September 14th, 1752. drop of 11 days to conform to the Gregorian calendar. Well, that ends my part, so I'm going to turn it over now to Woody, KO4UMQ. Go ahead, sir. It is your turn.
Well, thank you, Greg. You did a great job. And good evening, everyone. This is Woody, KO4UMQ, up here in Baxter, Kentucky. And allow me to continue with a little additional information. So which calendar is it? Out of context, it is sometimes hard to determine whether information in colonial records was entered old style or new style. Some examples. In the public records of the colony of Connecticut, a court at Newtown, or Hartford, on 27 December 1936 is immediately followed by a court held on 21 February 1936, which is followed in turn by a court at Hartford on March 28, 1937. Although it may first appear that the February session was entered out of sequence, the arrangement is actually correct. Under the old-style calendar and the legal new year, 1936 began on March 25th, and December 1936 was followed by January 1936, and February 1936 and 1936 continued through March 24th. John and Joan Carrington, accused of familiarity with Satan, the great enemy of God and mankind, was indicted by Connecticut's particular court on 6 March 1650/1. In his diary or notebook, Matthew Grant records that they were executed March 1950. Although Grant did not employ the double date, he had done so, it would have been recorded as March 19th, 1650/1. Let me grab a nickel. And although historically Although current historical scholarship calls for retention of old style dates in transcripts, historians and genealogists need to be aware that some people living at the time converted the date of an event such as a birthday from old style to new style. George Washington, for example, was born February 11, 1731, under the Julian calendar, but afterwards recognized the date February 22, 1732 to reflect the Gregorian calendar. And that's the end of my part, so I'm going to look for some check-ins or any questions or comments. Please call now. All right, nothing heard, so we're just going to continue on, and I'm going to turn this over to Dave, KV9EWG. The mic is yours, sir. Take it away.
Oh, thank you, Woody. Good evening, everybody. KV9EWG, Echo 2289 here in La Crosse, Wisconsin, Village of West Salem. Continuing on, and at this point, I am the caboose on this journey here, so taking the last segment. For starters, I think that a lot of us have learned tonight that if we take the time to research all 12 months in the year that we have, we would find that each has a fascinating history and uniqueness. We learned tonight when May was first put on the original calendar, its zodiac sign and its birthstone. Although it was not mentioned this evening, the bird that associates itself with the month of May is the nightingale. Before closing the program tonight, I would also like to comment that our TIN programming at Scar's VoIP has been in operation for over 15 years. And the TIN program and programming, the TIN program over 14 years. With that said, we have over 250 podcasts posted on our website that are archived and available for viewing if at any time you have a program that you think would be, that the membership would be interested in. Drop us an email at voip@scarsvoip.com. That's voip@scarsvoip.com. and we would be happy to discuss it with you. At this time, do you have any further check-ins, questions, or comments from KB9EWG? Well, I personally think it was an interesting education on the month of May. Of course, you know, being here in Wisconsin, May kind of stands for it may rain, it may snow, it may be sunny, it may be maybe 78 degrees, and maybe 20 degrees, so that is May. Anyways, once again, good evening all. This has been SCARS, BOIP, that's scheduled, and general information may be found on the SCARSVOIP.com website. That is SCARSVOIP.com. This is KB9EWG973 and closing this net session. Thank you all for your participation. This net is now closed and the conference returned to normal amateur use. This is KB9EWG973.